Summer services here in Loppi in 2022 are nearing its end. Our hearts are full of great thanks for everything. I want to tell you about a certain email which I received about a half a year after the last Loppi Suviseurat. It was from the Rauskela Trust, which heard that the Espoo and Vantaa Rauha yhdistykset were giving up their summer service turn. Säätiö wanted to offer their place for to keep their services. It assured of this that what kind of thoughts that the trust had about their experiences about summer services. This created a good foundation of trust for mutual work when we went through the different sites back in 2014 in the fall. This mutual work has continued now to this day, trusting each other. We thank the Rauskela Trust for this mutual journey. The airport surrounding areas, we have done mutual work with the DNR, armed forces, and the field renters. We great thanks to all of you for this, that you have been along with this happening. In this great happening of arrangement, it demands much permission and mutual work with officials. We have done this work with the Southern Finland government, Hämeen and Uudenmaan, Hämeen Police, Kanta-Hämeen Fire Hall, Kanta-Hämeen Hospital, and also the Riihimäki Area Clinic. Great thanks to you all for your support and supporting an open work. Thanks to the Loppi area for your support for the summer service arranging. Back in the spring, we have arranged five singing happenings, and we've also been able to keep a Jumala Palvelus in 13 area churches. Thank you to the Loppi congregation and also the nearby areas for this constructive work. And thanks to Vantaa congregations for who gifted us this possibility for communion. A 5-day field happening demands many thanks for all the service providers, equipment providers, and goods providers who have been with us. The service guests receive all their basic needs. Thank you to the media also for your interesting summer service presentation or topic. The building of a service site and the hosting of them have increased traffic and noises here in the Rauskela village. We want to thank all the residents for your patience and your interest in this happening, towards this happening. We have been able to arrange these summer services. We thank the SRK board, work committees, and the office staff, everybody for their trust, for their support, and that we have been able to, in this rich time of arranging summer services, we have experienced that traveling together has created a loving atmosphere. Thanks for summer service radio and for the service boards who have spread this message around the world from summer services. preparing summer services in this different time has caused learning when we haven't been able to arrange these services for a couple of years. We've been able to receive from Muhos and Reisi out of the summer service organizations for support and help. We thank you for your help. Also to Kauhava and Puras Yadavi organizations, we also remember with you great thanks, and we want to support you in your preparation work. Summer service arrangement has included a board, government committees, 13 experts, and many first people of responsibility, altogether over 700 people in this great group, big group. You have been preparing these services many years now. You have given your time and your own gifts to the work, for the use of the work of the God's kingdom. Sometimes we have asked for patience. We have been able to, I've been able to participate in courses and meetings. I've been able to get closer to following the planning and learn many brothers and sisters. Now we've been able to see these long-awaited summer services. I have rejoiced in this, that how committed you have all been in your duties. In this unsure time, and you have been able to look trustingly to the future and believe that God leads those who prepare, like this, also together with this work of summer services. We've been able to I want to direct to you great heartfelt thanks. Lopi Summer Services, 7 RYs have participated. We have been supported the summer service organizations. One example of love, children, youth, adults, and older people have participated in the Celetibur Gate and the pulpit. Also, they have come many volunteer workers. Even though the work has been demanding, there's been a joyful atmosphere. There have been over 14,000 work turns. We thank you all. On my mind is this, that those who are at home, moms and dads who have been able, had to leave your families in the care, if your spouse has ever gone to a meeting, some work, or some other work turn, you have participated in some very important work of this summer services when you have let your loved ones take these turns. Also on my mind are those who have prayed for these, on behalf of these work turns and on behalf of these services. We have experienced this, how we've been able to experience this. In all this work, we've wanted to keep in mind these values: trust, grace, responsibility, sincerity, and openness. We have wanted to, dear service guests, to arrange these for you guys: normal, secure, functioning good-minded summer services to which all are welcome. Thank you for coming to the Loppi Rauskela fields, to this rich crop, to listen. Thank you also for those of you who forwarded this message onward here at services and far away. God has led all this work. He has led our work in many instances. Our prayer was that we would be able to gather this summer in the field summer services. God has allowed it now. For all this, we want to give our humble thanks to the Heavenly Father. I'll read here from Psalms 145, chapter 145, verses 6 through 13. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and they shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great of mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of the kindness and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of man his mighty acts and the glorious majesties of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. When I walked around the service site, many have asked me, how does it feel now? I've had one answer, which I haven't had to think much about. And the answer is, my mind is thankful. And I believe that I'm not the only one here in this field who thinks in the same way. In this psalm, it is written, how great, how terrible are your works. We have behind us 2 years of a different time. During this time, we've all been able to learn what little people we are. God has taught us this, that normal time can be interrupted and become something else. Even though we people plan our lives, which is good, well, how God can still adjust our lives or change our lives according to his will. And in these different times, that affected this, that 2 years we haven't made it to summer services. But now, God has allowed these field services just like before. And for this, also, we have a thankful mind. What all pertains to thankfulness? We come to summer service so we can hear God's word through the Holy Spirit explained. These we have heard here. We've been able to hear the gospel of forgiveness of sins. We have also received strength for faith, to believe, that we would want and desire to continue to believe, that we'd be able. We've been able to meet many traveled friends, and maybe those who for many years we haven't seen. This refreshes our minds and strengthens our faith. The gospel here at these services, we've been able to, it's an invitation. It's maybe made it easier for those who these services are very new. For this, we've been able to see God's children, what the happening of summer services is, and what is summer services' most important matter that we can believe for our own selves, the gospel. God is so great and powerful that I have also received this kind of message that somebody at these services has received the gift of faith. And this, from this also comes forth a grateful mind. We thank God, the Lord. When a believing person comes to services, summer services, he is on a life journey. But it's not just a journey once a year where we come to hear God's weird word. We long for God's word and the gospel every day. We can read God's word. We can get to go to services in our home areas. We all have this prayer that I would be preserved in hungering for God's word, that I want to get to go to services and to hear explain to the Holy Spirit God's word and hear from my own portion the gospel. In this way, when we gather at services, we can all together with other traveled friends experience this, what it's like to live in the midst of God's kingdom. If we want to, if we start to lessen the hearing of God's word, then so our faith will also start to lessen. Because of this, we want to pray that we have this desire for services and remain in faith. Why do we need strengthening of our own faith? A believing person does two different journeys. Gospel faith doesn't make us sin free. We fall into sin. And it takes away peace from our conscience. We long for this forgiveness. In this psalm, it is written that God is gracious and forgiving. He pardons everybody. This is God's great love, how he takes care of his own children. And he wants to take care of everybody this way. Like this psalm says, pardon everybody, or be gracious unto everybody. Dear child of God, who have now been able to hear and experience these summer services, you have received encouragement for your faith on this journey. But here at the end of these services, I want to proclaim unto you this forgiveness. You can now remain believing, all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. And in a good frame of mind, continue your life, which God has as a gift given unto you. This gospel, it invites everybody, it calls everybody to God's kingdom. Here at summer services, or there by the radio or internet, there have been those friends who are experiencing or you have been maybe been amazed that this going to summer services that you've thought about, that what do we want to hear? It's a simple message. You can believe your unbelief, all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. When you believe like this, you will get one day to heaven. You have permission for this. God is so loving towards us. When a person receives the grace of repentance, God gives him the faith of the heart. He does not have to do this journey alone. You can leave on this journey together with the throng of God's children, with other believers. Believers who we call traveled friends, who are supporting us on this journey and preaching the gospel. We don't believe because of this life. God, faith protects us from in this life from many evil, much evil, but faith has a much deeper meaning. God always looks at our life and beyond our life is eternity. That this life, it's because of this that we get to heaven someday. That's the meaning of faith. And so here at these summer services, we can remain believing in Jesus' name and blood. All sins forgiven. And from heaven, and continue on that journey toward heaven to the eternal summer services. I want to believe together with you. And let us closing prayer. Dear righteous God, dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this, that we've been able to be at summer services. Our hearts are full of thankfulness. Thank you that we've been able to be in your blessings and then under your protection. Thank you for this, that your word and forgiveness, the gospel of forgiveness, have been able to echo cleanly, assuredly, encouragingly. Bless this word and let them bear fruits. When now that we're leaving, we ask that you protect our homeward journeys. Give us all strength for our duties, which you have given unto us. We ask that you would also give us strength and skill for the summer service workers from all danger. Give the coming summer service organizers strength and wisdom. We pray that next summer we can also gather at summer service in Kauhava, Thank you for our free fatherland. Preserve love, that peace would be preserved. We ask that peace could be returned to all countries. We ask that the kingdom of your kingdom's work can continue to everybody where the Holy Spirit is proclaimed. Give us humbleness in all walks of life. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.